The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains from 550 KFIRE in Bismarck, Mandan, as well as KCJB 910 in Minot, the Flag Family, AM 1100, the Flag, Fargo, Moorhead, AM 1090, KTGO, Rockin' the Bonkin' in Watford City, Williston, Tioga, and Stanley, as well as KLTC in Dickinson at 1460. Of course, online anytime at whatsonyourmindradio.com. The iHeartRadio app is a great way to listen to us and take you with us on your smartphone wherever you are listening. We're broadcasting from downtown Fargo today, courtesy of Cloverdale and Gate City Bank, and Carl is driving North Dakota making deliveries. We're going to get to him on the phone in just a second. We do want to thank our fine sponsors for making our broadcast possible. Why are we here? Well, we've teamed up KFIRE, the Flag Family, WDAY, the Forum, and, of course, Cloverdale and Gate City Bank to welcome the ESPN Game Day crew to Bison Nation. And they're setting up the game day set within just a half a block of where we're at here on the corner of 5th Avenue, or rather 5th Street and 2nd Avenue in downtown Fargo. We thought the smell of bacon would get them here. We'll be serving up bacon through the noon hour. If you're in town today, come on down. And also some coupons to save 55 cents when you buy any Cloverdale meat product. So that's a great deal. And also, you can sample some of the best bacon on the face of the earth. Cloverdale bacon. Everything's better with bacon. That's just the bottom line. If you can't make it tomorrow, no worries. We'll be here beginning at 6 a.m., so come tailgate before they crank up the national ESPN College Game Day broadcast at 8. And then we'll be here throughout the entire broadcast as well. Free Cloverdale brats while they last. Steve Hallstrom from our Steve Sports Center broadcasting live, and we'll be doing some Cloverdale bacon taste testing as well. So we're looking forward to that. Come on down and see us. By the way, Gate City Bank has been serving customers and investing in a better way of life for the communities they serve since 1923. At Gate City Bank, you always receive a warm welcome, fresh cookies, friendly, personalized service that only a hometown bank can provide. They have 34 locations in 19 communities across North Dakota and western Minnesota, and Gate City Bank shares a commitment to customers and communities. As your hometown bank, home loan decisions are made locally, which means faster answers on your locally approved, financed, and serviced home loan. Just as important, your pre-approval truly comes through for you on closing day. Get your home loan started by contacting Gate City Bank or visit GateCityBank.com. Gate City Bank for a better way of life. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. All right, let's get back to the phones on an Are You Kidding Me Friday at 800-228-0550-701-258-0550. Carl is driving North Dakota making deliveries and listening to 550K Fire. How are you, Carl?
Pretty good today.
Great. What's on your mind?
Okay, I got two things. One, I wanted to talk to you about a MyPillow story. Yeah. Okay, when we first saw the MyPillow commercials, you know, I thought, man, you know, no big deal. So the wife ordered them. Can't believe them, okay? So this year we go on vacation to Minnesota. We don't take our MyPillows with us. The wife can't sleep the first night, so we have to go to this. We went to the Anoka Game Fair, and they have a MyPillow booth. We had to buy another MyPillow for my wife when we were on vacation. They are great. I mean, don't. It, you know, if you watch the commercials, you think, yeah, no big deal. You know, you listen to people hawking them, you think, no big deal. They do work. So,
they do work. I don't leave home without them. Todd and his wife have pillow fights over them. I mean, it's unbelievable. So it's a great deal. And you remind me to remind everyone that our listeners get a very special deal that I wish, Carl, you'd known about it before you were down there in Anoka. Because if you would have just phoned up MyPillow or went to MyPillow.com and used promo code Scott, you get the two-for-one deal. You buy one classic MyPillow, you get one absolutely free, and all of them come with a 60-night money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, and have that patented interlocking fill so they really adjust to any sleep position. Don't take it from me. Don't take it from Todd. Take it from Carl and his wife. This thing's the best. And, by the way, the phone number is 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028, promo code Scott. All right, thank you for that, Carl. You do the commercials much better than we do. So
yeah,
that's
fantastic. Good job.
That was wonderful. What else did you want to tell us?
Okay, are you kidding me? Okay, there's this lawyer in Williston is suing the two strip clubs in Williston for back wages for the girls who are dancing there, okay? I know, because I deal blackjack, so I know what they pay you per hour when you work for tips. It's 80% of minimum wage, so it's $5.90 right around that area. So these girls are making anywhere from $500 to over $1,000 a night in tips. And now this guy's going to sue for $5 an hour? Are you kidding me?
Well, he's a lawyer.
$5 an hour for like 25, 30 years, I think, right?
No, it's for the last 2 years.
No, I know, but I mean, when's the last time somebody filed a lawsuit over $5 an hour? It's been a while.
Yeah, I know, but see, what he's going to do is for the last 2 years, sue the two guys, take the money that he won from them, give the girls half of it, keep the other half for himself, and then if I was the owner of the strip club, then I'm going to say, fine, all the girls got to come back, they got to claim 100% of their tips, and I'm going to send that to the IRS, and then we'll let you guys deal with it later. And the girls aren't going to come back and say, I'm not going to tell them I'm making $1,000 a night in tips.
That is a very worthy addition to Are You Kidding Me, without question. And he's a lawyer, so figure it out. I mean, sorry, lawyers, but this is what lawyers do, right?
Exactly.
They find any little goofy case like that, and they find a way to make a buck. And that's what they're doing. But my gosh.
And take it to the IRS for thousands. Most people aren't going to object to that.
Say, Carl, hang on. We're going to put you in for caller of this hour. And we still have a caller to get to from last hour that we haven't got to that we're going to put in the mix, and then we'll announce that one. But, Carl, hang on. Shane will get your information. Appreciate the comments about our fine sponsor, MyPillow, and also your contribution to Are You Kidding Me? So last call from last hour, because this call came in last hour, Todd, and go ahead and roll that.
Yeah, this comment's for that Scott Hannon, that Ed guy. He makes sense about what's going on with the Democrats and why they're not passing bills. The Republicans are. The only reason I say that because he's not a government. He doesn't do government propaganda to the government like that Scott Hannon does. I think Scott Hannon, all he's propaganda to the government. He's a lapdog for a Muslim president, Mr. Obama. This is Robert. I didn't get a hold of me. 226-17.
I don't need your number. I don't need your number, Robert. But
I was gonna say
we'll put you in. Wow. But
you're a lapdog for Obama now.
I'm a lapdog. I was going to ask you that very same thing.
Okay, let me play that part again because I'm not positive I heard that right.
Yeah, he's not a government. He doesn't do government propaganda to the government like that Scott Hannon does. I mean, Scott Hannon, all he's propaganda to the government. He's a lapdog for a Muslim president, Mr. Obama.
Wow!
I see. Yeah, I'm a lapdog for president.
I've never heard anybody call you a lapdog for Obama. That's incredible.
That's right. Yeah, so anybody else agree with Robert? Are there any other callers from last hour we didn't get to? Any carryovers?
Yes.
Okay, let's roll those.
Okay, one. Here we go.
Good morning, guys. This message for Todd, Cadillac, radio god.
Yes?
Next time Scott comes through mine, I'll send him down to the wheat and flour. Have him pick you up some of them bacon maple donuts and bring back to you.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure she uses Cloverdale bacon on them.
I bet she does.
Bacon maple donuts.
Yeah.
They're awesome. Have a good Friday.
He's been telling me about those for quite some time, Scott. Maple bacon donuts. And I've not been able to make a stop and get those.
Where did Joe go? I don't know where Joe went, but we're going to have to find him and see if those maple bacon maple donuts in Minot are with Cloverdale. I certainly hope so. They sound very good. Tell you what, let's give so that's it from last hour. Is that right? And then we're going to start a new hour here. Okay. So let's go with Robert. Robert gave us his number, so we're going to make Robert the winner of a round of golf for two at Bully Pulpit Golf Course, caller of the hour last hour, where Carl is in the drawing for this hour, and others welcome at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550 on an Are You Kidding Me edition of What's on Your Mind Today. Lots of time to chat, open phones, and you get to tell us whether or not you think a dress code policy at a bar is a good idea, excluding the baggy pants and the chains and the baseball caps and all of that. You can tell us whether you you think that wearing a Baltimore Ravens Ray Rice jersey to the game last night in a show of support was a good idea for the men and women Raven fans. Would you wear his jersey? Would you wear his jersey? That's a beauty. Sean says, Scott, they have freedom of speech, even if it makes them look like idiots. Terry says, I wouldn't, but I wouldn't have forked out over $100 for anyone's jersey. And I love Adrian Peterson. I think he's an awesome guy off the field. I just wouldn't pay that much money for any jersey. And Ray Rice already had some issues before this last one. Besides, I'm not a Ravens fan. Yeah, he's got issues. That's no question. Jamie said, LOL, all some people care about is winning. Don says, we all make mistakes. This is a major mistake when people commit this crime daily and still have their job when their punishment is done. Hitting a person, a woman, while a criminal, vile, and heinous act does not carry a life sentence. He's also a first-time offender. I'm very tired of people, especially this administration, picking and choosing laws at will and how to adjudicate them. Is it right to extract not only a pound of flesh, but also the man's blood because he's a pro athlete? Where was this outrage at Kobe Bryant? Every NFL team, and I'm quite sure every other pro and college team, have this going on. Interesting point, Don, and good perspective there. Welcome others at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. One thing on this policy of, you know, an indefinite suspension or a ban for life that I think is worthy of consideration. To the extent this is going on elsewhere with high-dollar athletes, you can be sure the spouses are going to go silent in a big way because, you know, in other words, we ought to worry about helping somebody who does something like this, maybe more so than banning them from a job, because it might make more of these cases covered up. Let us know what you think. More coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash to tell us about their new interior detailing services for pickups, semis, and it's nice and easy. I don't even need to make an appointment, do I, Megan?
Absolutely. Just drop it off at night, and it will be ready the next morning.
What's not to love about that, folks? Drop it off at night. It's ready the next morning. Interior detailing, and they're open 24/7. North Dakota Truck Wash, south of the Pinnacle Cynics in Stanley on the truck bypass. Call them 701-628-1550, 701-628-1550. Thanks, Megan.
Thank you.
One thing I really enjoy about pheasant hunting is it's an active sport. If you're serious about pheasant hunting, you're going to be out there working for the birds. The gear that's available today is going to make your hunt just that much more enjoyable. Watching my own dog work, being out there with my friends, congratulating a buddy on a good shot, those are all things that I really like about upland hunting. I'm Judd Geese, and I'm an upland hunting expert at Shields.
Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
Remember when animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers who raise animals for food in our great state? There was one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, that decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices. And the measure passed with nearly 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress that made this country great. Learn more about all the Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your North Dakota Farm Bureau. Find out more at ndfb.org.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Past the hour, our thanks to our sponsors that have made our special broadcast from downtown Fargo today, welcoming ESPN Game Days crew to town, which include the Cloverdale. We are hanging out in Don Russell's Big Flavor Wagon, doling out some great Cloverdale bacon today. I want to thank the good folks here, and Phil, we're going to chat with in just a little bit. Phil Robbins, who is the commander of the Big Flavor Wagon from Cloverdale, and Gate City Bank as well. You'll always receive a warm welcome, fresh cookies, and today, warm bacon. at Gate City Bank, downtown Fargo anyway, and of course, friendly personalized service that only a hometown bank can provide. 34 locations in 19 communities across North Dakota and western Minnesota. Been at it since 1923, serving their customers. Gate City Bank, for a better way of life, GateCityBank.com. Also, want to thank our sponsors that include the Dakota Medical Foundation, dedicated to improving health and access to health care. And ImpactGiveBack.org makes fundraising and volunteering more effective and efficient for nonprofits. Arlen's Insulation, the new name for quality with 20 years of experience. The Catalyst Medical Center and Clinical Spa, inner health, outer beauty, positive change. Hanson Runsvold Funeral Home, helping families look to the future with hope within a community they're proud to be part of. Gardner Financial Services, give them a call at 855-456-4272. They're experienced and can help you set up your educational or retirement plan for the future. The Speakeasy Restaurant, Fargo Moorhead's best Italian restaurant and lounge. And Treasure Island Coins, the largest precious metal dealer in the upper Midwest since 1976. All right, lots of folks weighing in on Facebook about unisex bathrooms in downtown Minneapolis, too. It's not the stupidest idea you ever heard of as well. This is a fine addition to our Are You Kidding Me contributions today on the program. The city of Minneapolis, no kidding, is moving towards deregulating bathrooms and allowing everyone single stalls. We asked you what you thought of that, and Doreen said California's been doing it for years. Jason says it's about Agenda 21. David says next we'll have public bathhouses where any activity is acceptable just because it feels good. Lizzie speaks for me. You know what she said, Todd? Lizzie said, gross. I love it. Good one. Hal says, in our evolutionary time, I've been waiting for this for a decade. Privacy's a secondary factor. And Chris says, it's all Obama's fault. Well, as his lapdog, I think that it's only appropriate that I say, no, that's not
fair. Nobody's probably called you Obama's lapdog in your life, right?
No, exactly.
That's
so,
what I thought.
That's why Robert won the caller of the day. If you'd like to be the caller of the day and win a pair of passes for a round of golf, two rounds of golf at the world-class Bully Pulpit Golf Course in Medora, get on the phone right now. Todd, are the crickets cranking up? Because I see a couple lines open here. Where's our crickets? 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. That's right. I heard the crickets. You might not have. Let's go to the phones. Here's a caller from Montana listening on 550 K-Fire. Roll it.
And Scott, I think what Ray Rice did is a real disgrace. But what amazes me is we have these incredible problems in this country, and they're more concerned, the media, about Ray Rice than bombs coming across our border or illegals flooding our country or the IRS, one of the most powerful entities in the country, doing, you know, manipulative and outright, you know, breaking the law. And they spend all this time in the media on this stuff, but yet they don't report on the things that are really critically hurting the Americans. It just amazes me. Anyway, you guys have a great day. Bye.
Good points. Good points. I'll add a few others. How about a Pentagon official saying that the president's strategy for taking on ISIS is doomed to fail? And the CIA is telling us now the ranks have swollen to 31,000 plus. So I'm with you. There are a few other things here that are front and center. How about the environmental groups that are suing the U.S. Department of Transportation over the shipment of crude oil in tank cars? And by the way, this is a federal government issue because there has been a regulation proposed for some time for strengthened rail cars that the federal government is slow on. Just sort of like the pipeline spill north of Tioga, you know, a pipeline overseen by the feds, they dropped the ball there. You know, it's unbelievable. All right, who's next up here? My mobile unit laptop is not exactly telling me what it needs to tell me.
Well, you know what? We had a caller on, but they seem to have disappeared.
All right. So I'm not crazy.
Bacon is next.
Yeah, here's a gentleman that is about as well-dressed as anybody I've seen in downtown Fargo. Step up to the microphone, would you, sir? I got to find out where you shop for suits because you're a sharp looking man. What's your name, sir?
Connor O'Keefe.
How are you, Connor?
Not too bad. Yourself?
Very good. That's a sharp suit.
Thank you.
Are you working downtown today?
No, I actually work over at Men's Warehouse.
At Men's Warehouse?
Yeah.
So I'm guessing that's where you got the suit, yeah.
Yep.
Is there a Men's Warehouse in downtown Fargo?
No, it's over on 13th Avenue, just past the Target.
Okay, sure. Okay, got you, yeah. And so do you get a deal on the suits or what?
A little bit of a discount for being an employee there.
What brings you downtown, Connor?
Coffee.
You love the coffee downtown.
Oh, yeah.
Do you like bacon?
Bacon's good.
Yeah, we have free bacon right here. And and also right there is a Get Well card for Fargo Mayor Denny Wallaker, who's battling kidney cancer. So if you want to sign a little Get Well note and have a little free bacon on us, you're more than welcome to do it.
Well, sure, thanks.
Are you coming back downtown for ESPN Game Day tomorrow?
Not entirely sure. I will be working tomorrow.
You're going to be working. You've got to sell some suits tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Very good. All right, good to see you, Connor. Appreciate that very much. Not every day you see somebody in a suit anymore, Todd. You know what I'm saying?
You definitely aren't going to see me in one.
Yeah, my jeans.
I did that for my wedding, and probably never again.
Yeah. The wedding was the last time?
Probably.
That's it? Yeah.
Yeah. I don't need to wear a suit. Nobody can see me.
I know. I'll tell you what. I actually used to wear suits a lot more than I did for two reasons. One, when I worked at WDAY, I was on television all the time, right, promoting the radio talk show. And
sure.
So, you generally need to look a little dapper, kind of like, the weather guy and, the anchor guy and the sports guy. You got to dress up. Hey, ladies, you got to tell us how the bacon is. That's part of the deal. You can't just eat the bacon and run. You actually have to, give us a little report on the bacon. And since you're clad in the green and gold there, I'm guessing you're Bison fans. Is that right?
That is correct. That is correct.
What is your name?
My name is Megan.
Hello, Megan. Where are you from?
I am from Elk River, Minnesota.
Are you really? Yeah, nice town. I've been there before.
Yep.
Yeah. And what brings you to Fargo?
I work right here at Gate City Bank.
At Gate City Bank, one of our fine sponsors today.
That's right.
Did they tell you there was free bacon out here?
They did.
Yeah, exactly.
Go get free bacon right now.
Fantastic. And I like the fact that Gate City Bank, Steve and Lance and the crew, say, put the Bison gear on, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Big Bison backers at Gate City Bank.
Yep.
How's the bacon?
Delicious.
Is it good?
Oh, gosh.
Okay,
yeah.
Very good. You have the apple that I see. Now, would you step over here as well? Tell us your name. What's your name?
My name is Karen.
Hi, Karen. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Are you from Fargo here?
I am from Fargo.
What do you do?
I work at Gate City also.
Where are you from? Where are you originally from?
From Harwood.
From Harwood, North Dakota. What's the best thing about Harwood?
It's a great community, nice and small. Everybody kind of knows each other.
Yeah, kind of that small town feel. Yeah, you're close to the big city, huh?
Yep.
Do you like Cloverdale bacon?
I love it.
Yeah, what'd you think?
It's awesome.
Perfect. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
Say hi to the rest of the crew at Gate City Bank. Invite them all out to join us. And tell them thanks for the sponsorship. We're glad they're here. Need more bacon. Need more bacon. That's right. Get more bacon. Bring it on. What was I saying about the suits, Todd? Oh, so anyway, the flood of 97. Was when, remember in Grand Forks 1997 working the entire community transformed to casual wear from that point forward. Like you never saw anybody in a sport coat, let alone a suit anymore. So, yeah, so we've kind of gone to, the casual wear thing, but that's why the guy in the suit caught my attention. Live from downtown Fargo, welcoming ESPN Game Day to town. This is What's on Your Mind. More coming up. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roll-Tec electric conversion system from AgriCover, featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roll-Tec electric conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RollTechElectric.com. RollTechElectric.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
North Dakota Petroleum Council, among our fine sponsors, NorthDakotaOilCan.com, and they do $30 billion in economic impact, 60,000 jobs. And, of course, energy security every single day. Find out more about all the great career opportunities and the great things that are happening at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. NorthDakotaOilCan.com. We'll be in Dickinson later this month for the North Dakota Petroleum Council's annual conference. Actually, there for two What's on Your Mind broadcasts and also a Energy Matters program. Looking forward to that very much. We are in downtown Fargo today for the Cloverdale Gate City Bank. Form of Fargo Moorhead, AM 1100 The Flag, 550 K-Fire, and WDAY Welcome for ESPN Game Day to Bison Nation. And we're at the corner of 2nd Avenue and Fifth Street in downtown Fargo. We'll be here through 1 o'clock today, doling out the free bacon. And we have a bunch of all-star secret celebrities, maybe even some of the folks from ESPN, here over the lunch hour. And then tomorrow, we crank up the tailgating fun from 6 to 11, free Cloverdale brats while they last, and some more Cloverdale bacon taste testing. We have a full half hour left to go on the program to find out what's on your mind. So here's the number, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. And also, we have to pick a winner for two rounds of golf at Bully Pulpit Golf Course. That's right. That's a couple hundred dollar value, folks, on us at Medora, North Dakota. So the caller of the hour gets in on that, so it's a great reason to call right now. Whatever's on your mind at 800-228-0550. I've been called Obama's lapdog today, so I hope somebody can top that. Ask me anything, call me anything. It's a free-for-all Friday. Phil Robbins is here. He's the man with the Cloverdale Big Flavor Wagon that takes it all across the USA. Phil, how are you?
Doing good, Scott, and yourself?
Fantastic. You know how to make some bacon, my man.
Oh, yeah. Well, we crank it out as fast as we can get it.
Wow. Tell me a little bit about how you do it.
Well, it's just it's a labor of love, really.
A labor of love. Because you travel a lot of miles.
It is. Yep. Absolutely. We're on the road as much as we can.
So Joe Savage was on us with us earlier talking about Cloverdale product going out in like 26 or 28 different states.
Right.
And you travel to all of them and bring this to what kind of events does it go to?
You know, we'll go to events, everything from a simple grocery store sampling, all the way up to heading out to Seattle and hanging out with the Mariners and cooking some dogs out there and sampling to the everybody from Mariner fans to somebody off the street that we can educate and get them some good Cloverdale.
Now, you have an animal science degree from NDSU.
Yep.
How does that help you, you know, in the kitchen here, in the mobile kitchen?
Use it every day.
Do you?
Absolutely, yeah. The guys up at NDSU are great teachers and great support. You know, if I've got a question from, you know, everything from animal health to, you know, how did I cook it, you know, that all stemmed from the experiences that I had at NDSU.
That's really cool. What would you say is the most popular item you dole out here out of the Cloverdale Big Flavor Wagon?
Well, our brats that you can get in the grocery store are very popular. Of course, our bacon. Bacon's always fun. So
it is fantastic. And we're handing out coupons for 55 cents off a pound of bacon.
Yeah, absolutely. You can use them in any grocery store that carries Cloverdale.
And we also are doling out free bacon. And then tomorrow we're going to do the brats, right?
Yep. Yeah,
got a tailgate on the brats, right?
That's right. Yep.
Yeah, fantastic. And you're going to be at all the Bison home games this year.
Yep, absolutely.
And so are we, broadcasting live. So we're looking forward to meeting lots of folks, handing out some goodies, and having a great time. Phil, thanks for coming in bright and early this morning and hanging out with us tomorrow. It'll be kind of
fun. No problem.
Morning.
Yeah, you bet. It's been a lot of fun.
Thanks a bunch. Phil Robbins, who is the man that brings the Cloverdale wagon all across the Fruited Plain. Let's get back on the phone. Josh, on the road, listening to KTGO Tioga. What's on your mind?
Oh, hey, I was just thinking, like, the first thing that came to mind when President Obama did his primetime address was he's just sending a signal to everyone, China, Russia, you know, any terrorist organization that wants to seize land, go ahead and do it. We're not going to send any troops at you, and we're definitely not going to stamp out the problem. And it's just been the hallmark of his presidency, I think, personally, that he's not going to do anything about the big issues that he is responsible for. But then every little thing, like this Ray Rice thing, what business does anyone in government other than private attorneys and lawyers and representatives from those individuals, you know, what business does the government have chiming in on things like that? But then they won't actually take care of things they have actual responsibility for.
You know, it's politics. That's what it is. It's just politics, and it is goofy. And this president, I think, is more interested in inserting himself in stories and I found it a little odd when he used the line about the Ray Rice situation, real men don't hate women. I mean, I think all of us would agree with that, right? It was a rational statement. But he could have used it as an opportunity to send a message as an African-American leader to recognize that the large part of this problem is in the African-American community. Of course, he doesn't touch that with a 10-foot pole, but he'd be the first guy to light a racial fire, as he did in the Trayvon Martin case. So, it's politics, sadly. As far as the foreign policy stuff, what do you think, Josh? Why is he not engaged? Why does he not mean what he says and do what he says?
Well, he's like the Clintons said when they were in power. They wanted to build a world where America would be accepted into it after we were no longer the biggest superpower. And they don't think that we deserve the power that we have. Most Democrats don't, and they think we should be all one big community, like a world organization kind of a thing. And
you don't put that on just Obama. You put that on all Democrats. You think Democrats in general want like one world order and America to be on a level playing field?
Well, look at how many times they say that. Like everything they talk about is like, oh, we're just all trying to be one community or one organization or we're all mankind, you know. What do they call it, humanists? They call themselves humanists now, like rather than secular humanists.
Yeah, I don't even know what that is. I don't even know what that is. I'm not sure I want to know. Yeah, Josh, appreciate the call. Thanks for sharing your comments. Roger in Western North Dakota, listening on 550 KFIRE. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I heard earlier that you were Obama's lapdog, or people were calling you that. But I'm gonna joke and be on your side, on the lapdog side. I was listening to Nancy Pelosi, and, well, isn't ISIS, why is everybody so mad at ISIS? They're just a humanitarian group, aren't they? Are you kidding me?
She, by the way, she didn't actually say that, did she? I hope not. I hope not, Roger. But nothing would surprise me. This is the woman that said we needed to pass the Affordable Care Act so we could find out what was in it. Remember that? We have to pass Obamacare so we can find out what's in it. Oh, I see. Okay, well, we found out what's in it, and it stinks. We want our health care back, for crying out loud. Thanks for the call. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Some more of your Facebook comments here on our questions of the day, which one have I not spent much time on today? I think I've heard enough about unisex bathrooms in Minneapolis, Todd. The Ray Rice jersey thing, maybe we haven't spent as much time as we could have on it, but I'm a little amazed that there actually were Baltimore Ravens fans, men and women, who decided to wear Ray Rice jerseys to the game last night in a show of support. Would you wear his jersey? Would you?
Oh, heck no. Not in a million.
Even as, you know, we may have shared some comments from Don earlier, who talked a little bit about, you know, people making mistakes. And you know, people that make mistakes don't always lose their job. And I think there is an element in this story that is going to be, well, I'll tell you what the big story to me is. Roger Goodell needs to be fired. Especially now, knowing what we know, that folks saw this video long before, and he's going on TV saying, you know, hey, it didn't exist, and we didn't see it, and now we have NFL staff that have seen it. So there's some there. But clearly these guys are completely tone deaf. And I think they manage everything based on the news cycle and how much grief they're getting, right? So TMZ comes out with a video, and it goes from a slap on arrest to indefinite suspension. Well, quite honestly, that probably was the right call the first time, but they didn't do it till the uproar came. To me, it's just bad leadership. It's really bad leadership. And not to mention, I love Condi Rice. I don't know how Barack Obama's lapdog can love Condi Rice, but I think Condi Rice would be fantastic as NFL commissioner. And she loves football. She absolutely met the honor of interviewing Condi before. She absolutely just loves it. So I think it'd be kind of fun to actually have Condi Rice as NFL commissioner. But Roger Goodell's got to go. Got to go. But anyway, here's some of your comments on the issue of the jerseys. Terry Joe said, I'm more outraged at the seeming cover-up than the video itself. She did pick a fight with him, but as long as we don't teach kids, both boys and girls, that it's not right to hit anyone, regardless of their gender, this will never change. Well, that's the deal. I mean, that's what, and I said that even, we had people actually defending. We had people defending Ray Rice on the program. And this after two hits? I mean, come on. That's absolutely, in my mind, absolutely unforgivable. Never hit a woman, period, and you won't have a problem.
Exactly.
You know, it's a real easy thing. Judy says, hate the sin, but love the sinner. Hate the sin, but love the sinner. Jason says, I'm not surprised in the slightest folks wore those. Look at how many people went out of their way to see O.J. Simpson when he was in Fargo. And that was a little weird. Isaac says, I'm a Baltimore Ravens fan. I did own a Ray Rice jersey. With that said, I truly believe the commissioner never saw that video. His history of suspensions would not support the two-game suspension. Ken says, the video in this case doesn't really make any difference. The NFL knew that Rice struck his fiancée and knocked her out. That's exactly what the video showed. The NFL knows they screwed up with a two-game suspension. They're just trying to cover their butt. But the video doesn't show anything that wasn't already known. Interesting point. All right, we're live in downtown Fargo today. You're invited to join us, courtesy of Cloverdale, Gate City Bank, The Forum, AM 1100 The Flag, K-Fire 550, WDAYs. We welcome the ESPN Game Day crew here. Free bacon till 1 today, 2nd Avenue and 5th Street in downtown Fargo. Come on by. We're brought to you today by our friends at Gate City Bank and Cloverdale. You know, Gate City Bank has been serving customers and investing in a better way of life for the communities they serve since 1923. At Gate City Bank, you'll always receive a warm welcome, fresh cookies, friendly, personalized service that only a hometown bank can provide. With 34 locations in 19 communities across North Dakota and western Minnesota, Gate City Bank shares a commitment to customers and communities. You need a new car or truck? Gate City Bank's personal auto loans offer competitive rates. We're talking as low as 1.95% APR. To apply for your auto loan, contact Gate City Bank or go online, gatecitybank.com. Gate City Bank, for a better way of life. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Thanks to Catalyst Medical Center and Clinical Spa, Arlen's Insulation, Dakota Medical Foundation, and ImpactGiveBack.org, as well as Hanson Runsvold Funeral Home for our sponsorship today. Back with more after this.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
This past year, we have witnessed significant and unprecedented disruptions in rail service that are preventing us from moving our soybeans to market. This issue is of great concern to the North Dakota Soybean Council as we enter the soybean harvest and winter marketing season. To this end, the North Dakota Soybean Council is teaming up with the North Dakota Soybean Growers Association and the Soy Transportation Coalition to identify what we can do to facilitate and expedite solutions to these serious rail delays. Solutions will likely result from a collaborative effort with the railroads, the elevators, the farming community, and key influencers. Be assured that the North Dakota Soybean Council is staying on top of this issue and is focused on bringing alternative solutions to the table. Watch for updates on this topic in the Soybean Grower magazine.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
North Dakota and Minnesota's leading steel building contractor is Evercorp Building Systems. Jesse Everett, the owner, is on the phone with us. Jesse, I need a shop, an office, and a warehouse all in one. Can you take care of me?
Absolutely.
How long does the design process take?
3 weeks and you've got your blueprints.
How long is delivery going to take?
We guarantee delivery in 4 weeks.
And when am I moving in?
We're going to have that building built in 90 days.
Tell me about the quality. What goes into an Evercorp building?
All North American-made steel. We tend to put big foundations under them that are engineered by local engineers that understand the conditions, and we tend to overdo it.
How do you price this so I get the best bang for my buck, Jesse?
We use 39 plants across the U.S. That's factory direct, which means you get the best price.
Jesse, you sold me. How do I reach you to talk about my next building project?
Just call me, 612-282-9922.
Or online at evercorpbuildingsystems.com. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Downtown Fargo, the bacon's on, and it smells great. Be here till 1 o'clock today with the free Cloverdale bacon, so stop on down for lunch. Downtown Fargo, Gate City Bank is located at 2nd Avenue and 5th Street, just a little bit north of the Forum of Fargo-Moorhead. And speaking of the Forum of Fargo-Moorhead, we have two of our bacon-tasting celebrities that have showed up here. They include Robin Huebner, Hello, Robin. How are you?
Hello, Scott. I am very well.
And Tracy Briggs. Hi, Tracy.
Hi, Scott. It's like old times.
It is. Tracy and I work together at WDAY. And, of course, Robin on the KVLY for years and years and years, and now with the forum team as well on WDAY.
Yes.
And in the forum. And so this is fun. You guys are, like, right down the street now.
It was, I got out of my vehicle and could just smell this wonderful bacon smell.
Isn't that something?
It's heaven. It's a heavenly smell.
North Dakota make it. And you guys, we're going to prove this, but you'll see in a little while on camera that that Robin and Tracy were slaving over a grill. That was tough work for you guys today,
yeah.
Right?
Slaving. We just sort of posed. And
yeah.
Yes, I was slaving over a grill. That was not a photo op at all.
I gave you full opportunity to say, you know, you've been working on. What did you think of the bacon, by the way?
Delicious. I'd add more.
Yeah.
Is that okay if we have more?
Absolutely, yeah.
It's just the Applewood. I think they've got three other varieties. So to be good, you know, bacon judges, we, Robin, need to really sample it. Just because we like that. We're giving like that, Scott.
So this is kind of a fun story to cover for News Touch, isn't it, Robin?
Absolutely. Hey, you know, normally it's the serious, you know, sad stuff. But, hey, it's game day tomorrow, and we're eating bacon on a Friday.
It's a tough gig, but somebody has to do it.
It is. Yeah, exactly right. And it's just really fun to watch how people react to a national television show coming downtown. And, of course, just the whole Bison story in itself is fun.
It's wacky. You know, got this shirt, College Game Day shirt, for my son last year because my husband said, this will never happen again.
Yeah.
You know, you got to have a piece of it. He was the only one who got a shirt. You know, the rest of us didn't.
Yeah.
Well, here we are again.
I know.
It's a once-in-a-lifetime.
Yeah.
Now it's a twice-in-a-lifetime.
It is, and we actually talked to Chris Fowler in the week, and I said, what does it take to get you guys back here three times in a row? And he said, keep winning. But they clearly love Fargo. That's kind of the fun thing. It's neat, and downtown Fargo's a blast. Tracy, tell us what you're doing now. I know you do a lot of stuff with the online and the Area Voices, but give us a plug with what's going on in your world these days.
Well, I'm doing a column every Thursday called The Great Indoors. It's actually a knockoff kind of Ed Schultz's The Great Outdoors that we used to do at DAY. So I celebrate food.
Who's that?
Yeah.
I forgot the name you mentioned.
Big red-headed guy I used to work with at DAY. So it's a lot of really fun things with decorating and cooking, and we do that. And I'm doing Star Watch, which is a little entertainment news. So it's just some sort of fun stuff. And some other things that are a little more detailed with branded content and, you know, stuff that people don't really care about.
AreaVoices.com, though?
You know what? I'm not doing as much of the blogging anymore. That was getting, yes, we passed that off to my coworker, Riley, who's getting a plug on the radio now. But still, blogging is a great
way to go, Riley.
Yeah, I know. He's awesome.
Did you see one of your colleagues is here, Mr. Sports in the Forum, Jeff Kolpak himself? Yes.
So when am I going, it's easy for me to say, when am I going to be on the cooking show?
Well, I have asked you and Dom Izzo, and Dom is sort of shirking me. I want to cook with Dom and Jeff to celebrate tailgating, and Dom gave me this, I only know how to make toast.
Yeah,
I'm
on the cooking show, too.
You can be on the cooking show.
Yeah,
Scott,
and I'll bring some bacon. You know, the Cloverdale guys will bring the bacon.
I'll be on the cooking show if you cook and I just watch.
That's what Dom is.
The problem with Dom is he's not a 1982 South High graduate.
Because
everybody
Jeff
knows that, we all know how to cook.
That should get some points for you right there, Jeff, right? The Fargo South thing.
Yeah.
So what do you make of this? Is a mega story you're covering here this week, huh?
Unreal. Yeah, 2 years in a row. The first year was a mega story. I don't know what you call 2 years. I run out of adjectives. So I guess as a writer, if you see an adjective, shoot it, so you just tell the story.
Who do you think the big winner is this weekend?
Well, City of Fargo, there's no doubt. The downtown, I've lived here, you know, most of my life. And when I came back in 1990, I lived downtown for 3, 4, 5 years, about 4 years. And it's nothing like it is now. It's just so much more vibrant. You know, when guys like Doug Burgum invest and bring some capital into it and rehab buildings, and you have the students down here now. You know, Tracy, I, and Robin, we all work downtown, and it's just different now. Isn't it great? You do walk for lunch. You see all the kids running around.
Yep.
It just
adds, a really vibrant
it
community.
Is.
And I think that it's great, and things like this do nothing but help our community. So and you know what? We should all be happy about it.
This is spreading all across North Dakota. These downtowns are getting hipper and cooler and all across. I mean, Grand Forks, obviously, after the flood of 97, it started there. Mm-hmm. Bismarck downtown is hopping right now. Minot's coming back with renovations there. And have you ever been to Watford City?
I have not.
They've got a mighty cool downtown.
Let's go on the
road.
Yeah,
exactly. So it's kind of fun. This whole downtown coming back thing has been kind of fun. I think the big winner this weekend is Incarnate Word, because who heard of them before this weekend for Cloud?
Yes and no. I mean, Delaware State thought they were going to be the big winner last year, but they really didn't get a lot of mention on the show, and I wouldn't expect that Incarnate Word. University of the Incarnate Word.
Okay.
Oh, excuse me. Yeah,
the Incarnate Word.
Where is that? Where is that school, Jeff?
It's in San Antonio. So, good luck on publicity in San Antonio. You're about, what, 7th, 8th, 9th on the radar down there.
Yeah.
You
know,
D1.
So this is, there's no chance for an Incarnate Word upset here. This is Little Sisters of the Poor Time, right?
You know, Joe Savage over here was a 1982 graduate of Shanley, kind of the rival. But in the summers, we played a lot of baseball together. And he and I would have a better chance of beating Incarnate Word.
Oh, boy.
In our heyday.
Well, Joe's still looking pretty good, though. I think he could probably throw a football.
He ran all over us in football, except for Dave Klein.
Because I was a pom-pom girl in 1982. Yeah.
Pom-pom girl. You don't hear that anymore, do you?
you read Jeff Kolpak's work in the Forum News Service. You watch Robin on WDAY-TV and Tracy Briggs Reader and watch her online with a great cooking show and lots of other things. Thank you all for stopping by.
Thank you for the bacon.
More free bacon. Jeff, don't leave enough bacon. We got to get
bacon.
The bacon. We also have a Get Well card for Fargo Maker Denny Wallaker that all of our secret celebrities are signing as well. And again, we're here tomorrow, 6 a.m. to noon. Thanks for listening, folks, for MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott. Call them at 800-506-9028. And the North Dakota Petroleum Council. God bless you. Carl from Williston, you're our caller of the day with the Medora Bully Pulp with Gulf Passes. See you Monday. Bye-bye.
Christmas time in New York City is magical. Hi, friends, I'm Scott Hinman, host of What's on Your Mind on this very radio station. Honored to be hosting with the North Dakota Farm Bureau a trip to New York City at Christmas time. This is 4 nights in Manhattan at the Belvedere Hotel. This is 4 breakfasts, 2 dinners, a professional tour director, round trip, airfare, everything's included, most especially every sight you need to see in New York City. The tour is amazing. A Broadway show that'll dazzle you. The Rockettes Holiday Show at Radio City Musical. I've seen it before. You can't even believe it. Since the first version in 1933, the show is a New York City Christmas tradition featuring over 140 performers. Absolutely fantastic. Hurry, space is limited. Book your seats now for a New York City Christmas with yours truly, Scott Hennett, my wife Maria, and a whole host of good folks from North Dakota. Sponsored by the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Go to ndfb.org right now, but hurry, ndfb.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your
your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.